The following is an Audio Renaissance presentation. Let me ever be a channel of blessings, today, now, to those that I contact in every way. These words, which were once given by the famous psychic Edgar Cayce, are a lofty and inspirational ideal. They are words that any of us might hold in mind as a purpose in life, to be a channel through which good may flow to other people. But it's a challenging ideal. How many of us are ready to say this affirmation to ourselves and sincerely mean it? Who of us is truly prepared to be this kind of a channel in today's world? Perhaps it's surprising to hear the word channel used in this way. The popular phenomenon called channeling doesn't always seem to have quite the same meaning and purpose as Edgar Cayce proposed. What exactly is channeling, and how does it relate to the ideal of serving others? In recent years, channeling has become the hottest topic in New Age circles. Almost every bookstore selling materials about esoteric teachings has dozens of volumes of channeled information. Most seminars and conferences on metaphysical subjects at least mention the topic. People from all walks of life want to know more about this new method for receiving knowledge. A channeler claims to be an open, receptive instrument through which a higher intelligence can flow. Most channelers appear to go into a light, or even a deep trance state. Insights, creativity, and theories come through the channeler, answering almost every conceivable question.